Okay, let's get into the next perek in Tehillim, perek Mem Aleph. This is the last perek in the first section of Tehillim. Some sources have Tehillim split up into five parts. The end of this perek has an Amen V'Amen, which kind of shows us that it is an end of a section. And this perek is connected somewhat to the previous prakim. We spoke about a lot of prakim about someone who is ill, someone who is chola, whether it's that literally chola or that is spiritually looking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Either way, this is a parak about someone who is in pain, someone who is looking for Yeshua, and he has many enemies, as we've said. Those are those literal enemies that are happy that he's sick or not, but either way, this is a parak of somebody who's fighting through, who recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, and Hashem is the only one that can help him in these difficult days. L'matzeach mizmor l'David. So, L'Matzeach Mizmor L'David, as we've said, L'David Mizmor, Mizmor L'David, he was inspired and he was Mizamer, and that helped him bring the Ruach HaKodesh that he had on him. So, a lot to say, and a lot is written on the first pasuk. Ashrei Maskil Eldol, praises the one who is smart and thinks about the dull. The dull is someone who is poor, someone who is needy. B'yom Ra'ah Yimalteu Hashem. On the day of need, Hashem will save him. Meaning, if you save, if you think about the dull, then biyom ra'ah, on that day, Hashem will save you. Yimalteu Hashem. The Radak here says, Yimalteu Hashem. V'yitachin lafarish apsukim b'inyin hove. Klomar, ki ken ya'aseh ha'kel ma'chole. Shehu malteu v'yisadeh v'chayo. Hashem is going to be the one that's going to save the dal, the one that's poor. The Gemara in Nedarim Daf Mem says dal means someone who is ill. So Ashrei Maskil Eldol biyom ra, Hashem will save him. What is that to teach me? Lo harofim ki lo toa lo harufu asam elav ki be'ezer lokim. Doesn't say not to go to doctors, but he's saying it's not the doctors that's the source of the Yeshua, but it is of course Ezer Elokim. And I quote often that my father likes to quote the Be'er Pamishlaner on the last Mishnah in Kiddushin, where the Mishnah says, Tov Shabarofim LeGehenim. The best doctors are going to go to Gehenim. And the question is, what? The best doctors? The best doctors should go straight to Gan Eden. Many Pshatim given, but one is Tov. Tov is Gematria 17. The Tov Shabarofim, the doctors that only say 17 brachas in the Shmona Esrei. They don't say the Rafa'enu. Rafa'enu, I got that one covered myself. I don't need Kodesh Baruch Hu. All the other ones I need Hashem, but this one I'm covered. LeGehenim. That type of attitude is LeGehenim, right? We are just... the doctors are just pawns in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, and they have to do their establish to be able to be effective pawns, but they are all pawns and shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the Radak reflects. That's what the Radak reflects here. So again, dal. Ashrei Maskil Eldol. So much is mentioned. Maskil Eldol, says the Besudas David. Maskil Eldol, Hanosin Stakal Eldol Behaskel Labal Yachlimu. In one line. Staka is not just about giving the staka, it's about giving bahaskel, with thought, to the dal. It's not just about doing it, but we have to do it in a sensitive way. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim that there are 10 levels of giving staka. I'm sorry, 8 levels of giving staka. Shmona malos yesh b'staka zulamala mizu. 8 levels. The Rambam puts all of these together, all of these chazals. He puts together what's the highest level of staka? Where you prevent the person from even needing staka. So that's a maskil. A maskil, someone who's smart. Mala gadola shein lamala mimena, zeha machzik bidei Yisrael shemach. If I'm machazik and I strengthen the hand of a Jew that's falling, v'nosein lo matana o halva, I give him a gift or a loan, o osim o shutfis, o mamsi lo malacha, I give him a job, k'dei lachazekes yado, ad shelo yitztarich lebrios. So I strengthen his hand so he doesn't fall. V'lo yishal, he's not going to have to ask. That's the highest level, to keep somebody on top, so they don't fall to the case of need. That's the highest level. Pachos mizeh, the Rambam says, the next level down, hanosin stakal aniyim, v'lo yada laminasam, v'lo yada ha'ani mimilakach. Anonymous, both sides. I don't know who I'm giving to. Dani doesn't know who it's coming from. That's the stakal box in shul. Very high level. We think, oh, it's just putting in the stocker box. I don't know who it's going to, and I don't know who's getting it, and he doesn't know who's getting it. Who gave it? Shrei zu mitzvah lishma? Kagon lishkas chashoim shayis b'mikdash. Right? There was the lishka of the secret office in the base of Mikdash. Shayuat tzadikim nos nimba b'chashoi. The tzadikim used to put money in there in private. V'aniyim b'nei tovim misparnesim imen b'chashoim. And the aniyim used to go and take from there. V'karov lazeh, and that's the a similar idea. Hanosin l'tokupa shel stocker. Like we just said, that's the second level. right? If somebody needs, but anonymous both ways. Right, that Kechanina ben Travio, right? So only put into a Kubish Staka if you know it's going to honestly get to the recipients. Pachos mizeh, sheyada hanosin, lemiyitim lo yada ani mimilakach. Next, anonymous, at least from the side of the ani. He doesn't know who was giving it to him, so he won't feel indebted. Kugon gedoli chachamim, sheyaholchin beseser, umashlichan amos, bepischei aniyim, right? That's, of course, mar ukva. Ukazer ra'ui la'asos, umala tovahi, says the Rambam. Im ein habemunim bitstaka no'aki kishura. Right? If you can't put it in the staka box, then do it yourself. Give it to the ani without the ani knowing. Pachos mizeh, the opposite. Sheyede ha'ani minatal, vol yada nosin. At least the nosin doesn't know. Kon gedoli chachamim, sheyitzorim umos besadineim. They used to put their staka on the, on their, in their backs. Knapsacks, umafshin lacharehen. They put it behind them, ubon haniyim v'notlim, and the haniyim used to come from the behind and take it, kadesh shalo yehei. Lahen busha, they don't have busha. Pachos mizeh, giving it to him before he asks. Pachos mizeh, giving it to him after he asks. Pachos mizeh, giving him not with, giving him with a smile. Less than that, giving him without a smile. But that is the eight levels of the Rambam. But it's all based on this word, maskil. When you give tzedakah, when you help somebody, you have to do it with a way of a haskalah. The Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi in the first Rasha, you know, on the back of the Beis Halevi on Chumash is also printed, some of that time is printed with the Tshuvas. The Beis Halevi in the first Drush talks about Lishma Beit Staka. And he says, we know that ultimately you don't need Lishma Beit Staka, right? If money falls out of my pocket, then nobody finds it, I'll get the credit, right? There's no Lishma Beit Staka. The Gemara says that Amar Rav Yonah, it's based on the Medrash. So on the Medrash, says Amar Rav Yonah, Ashrei Nosein El Dal Einksiv, Ela Ashrei Maskil El Dal, Havi Mistakel Bo Heich Lazakos. Like what we're saying, it's about Chachma. Says the Rav Beis Halevi, Rav Yosef Dov, that Staka doesn't need Lishma, but it doesn't mean that you've gotten the mitzvah. Let's say the ani finds the money, the ani finds the money that fell out of my pocket. So did I do something wrong? No, of course not. But there's no more mitzvah of staka, right? When is the mitzvah of staka? When there's an oni in front of me that has a need. Once his need is taken care of, then there's no more need. There's no more situation of staka. So if I give him the money, then not only have I removed the situation, I've been mekayim the mitzvah. But says the Beis Halevi, if I do something shalol lishma, let's say I put clothing on somebody shalol lishma, I give them food shalol lishma. So there's no more outstanding chiyuv. Because there's no more outstanding need that the person needs clothing or money. But I didn't fulfill the mitzvah. So tzedakah doesn't need, the chiyuv of tzedakah doesn't need lishma. Even without the lishma element, you have removed the chiyuv of tzedakah. But you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of tzedakah. That's the chiddush of the Rechaim. If you do a shalol lishma, that's the Beis Halevi. If you do a shalol lishma, it's kind of like taking off your four-corner garment. So the situation is not there anymore. But that's the message of the Medrash, she says. Ashrei no sein el dal. It's not about just giving to the dal inksiv. El ashrei maskil el dal. Havi mistako bohech lizakos. Tahaynu sha maskil no sein stokim mitoch kavana lekayim etza mitzvah umemela biyomra yimateo Hashem. Ki kiyim ha mitzvah yoil lo gam biyomra'a v'yap inna deritzcha yimateo Hashem yishmereyu bizchus Hatzdaka. And that's what we have to try to do, to not just remove the chiyuv, but to actually fulfill the mitzvah. Good. So that's the Beis Halevi. And again, the Chafetz Chaim also discusses this in the Chafetz Chaim Ala Torah, where he talks about the idea of maskil. So that's this first word we spoke about. So let's continue. Ashri maskil adol biyom ra'i b'altei Hashem. You have to be smart with a doll. On the day of ra'ah, Hashem will save him. Either talking about the choleh or talking about the nosei. Hashem yishmereyu v'chayehu. This is all in third person, as if the chole is talking in third person, but then he's going to talk straight. Yishmerei Hashem will guard him and give him life. V'ushar ba'aretz, and he'll be happy in the land. V'al titzneu b'nefesh ayvav. Hashem will not let him fall into the hands of his enemies. Hashem yisadenu al erez davoy. Hashem will help him al erez davoy. That's the deathbed. Erez davoy, right? Divai haser, we say by a wedding. Remove any difficulty, davoy, eres davoy. The Rav Hirsch writes that sometimes a Yeshua comes dafka at the moment that we feel it's totally lost. Right, what does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin? That Mashiach is only going to come Pesach Hadas. Only when we have Pesach Hadas, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes in Ha'azinu, we have Pesach Hadas from anything happening b'derech ha-teva, that's when we're going to happen. Says Rav Hirsch here, it is b'yom ra'ah, on the most disastrous day, when the worst seems imminent, that God will come to the rescue. But this does not mean that we may therefore fold our hands in complacent inactivity. No, we must hurry to the aid of the sick and the poor in order to lessen and alleviate their pain until such time as the Lord shall have sent his help from above. The Lord will protect and preserve him who has been brought low, and he will help him regain his happiness once more. But in the meantime, he expects of you that you will not abandon him to the tyranny of wicked men. So one has to recognize that, you know, sometimes it's dafka al eres davai. What does David HaMelech say? Not David HaMelech's family. What does Chizkiyo HaMelech say to Yeshayo? Brachas Davyud. Achiluv cherev chadim unachas al tzavor shel adam. Ayimona atzmam unarachamim. We don't stop davening, even if cherev chadim unachas al tzavor shel adam. That's what it says. Hashem Yisadenu al eres davai. This line also is found in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Masechah Shabbos that Hashem is in the, by every chola. By every chola, Hashem is there. That's where there are halachas about bikur cholim, about sitting on the bed. But it's based on this pasuk here. The pasuk says, "Hanichnas levaker es achola lo yeshiv al gabei mita v'lo al kalbi kisi v'lo al gabei el misadiv yoshi lefanef." V'bnei shechina l'malim yerashosav shel achola, because the shechina is there. The shechina is by the head of the chola. Sheneemar Hashem yisadenu al eres davoy. Hashem is there. Hashem helps him al eres davoy on the bed. V'yamarava amarav minay shekadosh baruch hu zonas achola. Hashem is always there. Hashem is right there by the chola. Good. Kol mishkavo hafachta b'chol yom. The whole bed Hashem could turn over. Could turn over from a sickness to a simcha. V'ani amarti Hashem. So now, instead of talking third, David HaMelech says, "Ani amarti Hashem chaneni." I said to Hashem, please find, show me favor. Refa'a nafshi ki chadasi lach. Heal me. I have sinned. Oivai yomru rali. My enemies say, Ra, let him get all bad. Masa, Yamus, Favat Shmo, let him die already. Right? My enemies say that. David HaMelech had many enemies from within and from without. V'imbal l'ros shav yedaber. And if they come to see, they just speak falsehood. Libo yikpats avenlo. His heart is gathering sin. Yetzi lachutz yedaber. They go outside, they start talking and they're whispering. I know they're talking about me. I know there's, they're saying things. Yachad alai yislachashu kol sonai. My enemies all get together, right? There could be different enemies, and they all don't like each other. But when it comes to me, when it comes to focusing on me, they all get together. Yachad alai yislachashu kol sonai, right? That's what the Rav Warman writes in one of his svarim, that's what it says in Shvoch HaMascha. Shvoch HaMascha lagay meshal oyida ucha. It's pasuk. Pour out your wrath on the enemies that didn't know you. Let me just find the lashon. Where is it? Yeshvoch HaMascha lagay meshal oyida ucha. Ki ochal es Yaakov. That's neveu yishamu. Ki ochal es Yaakov. Right? Ki ochal. Why does it switch all of a sudden to singular? Ki ochal es Yaakov. Rav Warman writes, because our enemies could hate each other, but when it comes to being against us, and when it comes to ganging up against the Jewish people and the Jewish state, then they all come together. Then they all come together. So that's exactly what happens here. Yachad alai yislachashu kol sonai. Right? That they all of them come together. Alai yachshvu rali. They thought negative against me. Dvar belial yatzukbo. They pour lies and evilness on me. Vasher shachav lo yasuf lakum. And they wish me that I don't get up. Gam ish shlomi asher batachti bo. He who I trusted, ochel lachmi, the one that used to eat my bread, higdol lai, okay, now going behind me and double crossing me. Right? This pasuk that ultimate bitachon is only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Doesn't matter how long and how much we trust somebody, like we said in the previous perek, when it comes to bitachon, Yosef Atzadik has to be only from a person. Right? The Gemara, Sanhedrin Dav Zayin, has a number of folk sayings that the Gemara says you can learn a lot of chachma from the Hamon Am. So one of them is number 6 in the Gemara. Hahuta havi kamar va'azil. If somebody comes and says, Gavra de Rachitzna alei, the man that I relied on, Rachitzna, right? Remember we say in Beruch Shemei, Bey ana Rachitz. Rachitz means to rely on in Aramaic. So Gavra de Rachitzna alei, the person I relied on, Adye l'gzize v'kam. Right? He cut my arm v'kam, and he got up and he left. Meaning the person that I trusted is no longer. Is he to become? Right? He lifted his. Or some say this means he lifted his fist against me. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda Kruxid. This is a pasuk. Gam ish shlomi asher batachti bo v'chulu. Our pasuk. The one that I trusted, the one that was close with me, you know, is gone. And there are many other folk sayings there, but just one more, just the next one. Ki rachimtu anavi aziza pusyut asafsir shchivan. When our love was great, we could lie together on the point of a needle, and there could be plenty of room. Hashad lo aziza rachimtu, if our love was not so great, purya barshitin garmidi, a huge bed is not big enough. Huge bed is not big enough. And each time they say, oh, it's a pasuk, oh, it's a pasuk. So that's the lashon that's mentioned here. Again, kam ish shlomi asher batachti bo. V'yatah Hashem chaneni. V'hakimeni v'asham alahem. Please help me get better. Stand me up v'asham alahem. So Pashup Shah, what's asham alahem? I will repay them. That's what it sounds like. Asham alahem. Is he asking for revenge here? That's what look at the Pesudas David. Az b'chal yis palalti v'yamarti yatah Hashem chaneni v'hakimeni v'chal yisev asham alahem kigmulam. Right, so the question is, this is David HaMelech. He's saying he's going to take revenge, kigmulam. So it could be he's the Melech. Right, he's the Melech. So if he's the Melech, so then right, there's Melech Shemachal Kvodo and Kvodo Machal. So if somebody is a Morid B'Malchus, so David Melech is saying Mitzido, he'd be Malchal, but he can't. Right, it's Morid B'Malchus. The issue of Nekama, the Midrashim also take away Vashalma. Maybe it means I'll be Shalem in my Avodas Hashem. But the Isser of Nekama, we know, is Isser in the Torah and Parshas Kedoshim. And it's a very difficult mitzvah. Very, very difficult Isser. Lo sikom velo sitar. But that's what the Chinuch says. Shenimnanu milakachas Nekama mi Yisrael. V'ho'inyan, kagon she Yisrael shehera osir lechavero. If a Jew was terrible and pained and caused suffering to another Jew, be'echan mikol advarim, v'noeg rov b'nei adam, sheba'olam, and most people in the world, shelo yasuru milachapes achrei mishahara lahem. I won't stop searching for the one who is evil to me, ad sheyigmaluhu kema'aseh hara, until I get him back. O yachivu, kemo shechivim, I hurt them like they hurt me. That's the minhag ha'olam. U'mizeh ha'inyan, mananu Hashem yisbarach, that's what Hashem says, you can't do that. Can't do that. Why is that? Because ultimately we have to recognize that the source of our tzaris is not the other person. Right? That's what the chinuch develops. Again, we've mentioned this often. Object and subject. Every person in life is an object and a subject. Mitzad being a subject, I am b'chira chafshis, I'm going to be held accountable for all of my actions. But me as an object, it was meant to happen. If somebody's putting me in pain, if somebody's being evil, if somebody punches me, Bishar Shia Mitzvah, says the Chinuch. Sheyeda ha'adam yitin alibo. A person should think about. Ki kala sheyikriya mitova adra. Everything that happens to him, from good to bad. Husiba shetavo ayla me'is Hashem barachu. The ultimate source is from Hashem. Umiyad ha'adam yadish achiv. Lo yiyad davar bilti ratzon Hashem barachu. And from anyone, it's from Hashem. Alkein kishit sayeruhu o yachivuhu adam. Yeda benafsho. He has to know that Kadosh Baruch Hu was goes there. V'lo yashis machshavosa linkomi menu. You have to do your ishtavlus to try to get him to stop, but do not put all of your mental energy. V'lo yashis machshavosa linkomi menu ki hueno sibas raso. He's not the source. He's just a pawn. From my point of view, he's a pawn. He's going to get punished and Hashem's going to hold him accountable. But from my point of view, he is a pawn. Like David HaMelech said in Shmuel Beis, hanichu lo vayikalel ki omer lo Hashem yizbarach. Tal ha'inyan b'chet'o v'lo b'shimi ben gera. He said, it's meant to be. It's meant to be, and therefore says the Sefer HaChinuch that, you know, David HaMelech says, I'm not going to take the blame. So that just begs the question, therefore, on our pasuk, when David HaMelech says, v'ashalma lahem, can't really mean that. Can't really mean v'ashalma lahem, it must mean unless he's a melech. If he's a melech, so then things are different, and therefore he's able to, and he has a responsibility to mete out punishment. Bizos yadati ki chavatz debi. And pasuk yud beis, I know with this, I know you want me ki lo yaria oivi alai. But the fact that you don't let my enemies get the best of me, I know that you are interested. Va'ani betumi tamachta in ma, I know, betumi tamachta. You relied on my tzmimus, on my completeness. That's why I'm zochet to any type of Yeshua. Vatatziveni lefanecha la'olam. And you stand me up in front of you forever. When you stand me up and I could serve you, so then that's what that's why I want to get better. As we've said, person doesn't want to get better. Person doesn't want to win the war because of the other side, bin fol yifchal tisbach, but it's because we want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a greater state with a shalvas hanefesh. And the David HaMelech ends off this parak, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, me ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. Blessed is Hashem, the God of Israel, forever. Amen v'amen. Radak says that often, this is like people end Sfarim. Look at the end of the Ramban on any Sefer. They give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for helping him write the Sefer. Upasa Baruch Hashem heim divrei hamishorer. No sin hoda'a lekel. Right, he's giving hoda to Hashem, b'kalo so ha-sefer. When he finished the book, k'mo shehu minhag sofrim. Like the minhag of sofrim, v'cheinasa b'tachlas arba svarim. You'll see later on the end of the other four books. U'b'tachlas sefer chamishi, the end of the fifth, end of the fifth, the end of Tehillim. Then he says all the halalukas. All the halalukas, that's above and beyond. Just a one-liner, amen v'amen. But this takes us through the, again, Rashi says, you don't have to say it. Rashi says it maybe means he just, when I get up and get healed from my illness, I'll give a bracha. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael. But the Radak and the Malbim and others say, no, this is a cutoff point. This is a break of David HaMelech. Then after this, we start all the B'nai Korach, Sprakim. But this takes us through the first Sefer of Tehillim in Perek Mem Aleph.